Hi everyone, it is me, Alan, and today, as promised, we will be talking about the space shuttle. Sorry for the delay, we did have a bit of stuff going on. I was hoping also to wait until SN15 flew, and as I am recording, we are on off. So, whenever that happens, I'll just recap that in another episode. Once again, my source for all of my information is NASA.gov, and I believe that we also are using a website called space.com. So first we'll be talking about space.com. We're going to be talking about how the space shuttle was born. So, if you know, there were many famous space shuttles, Columbia, Challenger, Endeavour, Discovery, and Atlantis. But did you know that there was another one? I believe that one was called Enterprise. Enterprise was the first one used for gliding tests. The first launch was of Columbia. And there were 135 space shuttle missions, two of which unfortunately ended in disaster. Let's talk about what happened during these crashes. So, I believe Challenger was in 1986, and Challenger exploded about 85 seconds into the flight. Challenger was climbing fast, and one of the O-rings had become loose during an issue after freezing and unfreezing. The whole craft exploded in the air, and the space shuttle program was delayed for a few years after that. The Columbia disaster was when a space shuttle was falling out of the sky, and after a piece of foam had damaged the wing upon launch, the space shuttle tore apart from the inside. The last flight was in 2011, July 21st, 2011, STS-135 on Atlantis. This was the last one, obviously, and the shuttle was the first really reusable rocket, and, the space shuttle was partially reusable. You could recover the orbiter and the boosters. The boosters were the SRBs, solid boosters, and the external tank burned up upon reentry, unfortunately. So that could not be reused. So space shuttle used liquid oxygen. Liquid hydrogen as a propellant, and used SRBs to power the boosters. Over the years, there were multiple improvements made to the space shuttle, such as the flight deck was improved with a glass cockpit to make it easier to look at. So like I said, Enterprise was the first shuttle built but never went to space. That orbiter wasn't really an orbiter. It just flew from the Boeing 747. So on Columbia, the first launch, December 29th, 1980, and launching from Launch Complex 39A. So if you know, 39A was the one that launched Saturn V to the Moon, the Space Shuttle, and Falcon Heavy. And will soon launch Starship further and further off into the distance. It also launched from Vandenberg they launched a mission from Vandenberg a few days ago, as of the time that I'm recording this, NRL 82. And it was Challenger. Challenger lifted off from 39B on January 28th, 1986. About 73 seconds after liftoff, a fuel leak occurred in the booster, and the gas ignited and exploded the entire rocket. 7 people were on board, and all 7 died. And that was very, very horrible. And that was the first teacher in space, and it was very, very rough. It always makes me a bit sad whenever I remember that. So if you know, the Space Shuttle main engine, Rocketdyne RS-25, is being used on the Space Launch System for the Artemis program, which is pretty cool. I think a modified version of that engine will be used to fly the rocket. It was pretty cool. The space program was very cool, and it was... I really think the space shuttle is one of my favorite rockets overall, and it's just, it's pretty awesome. And space is just such a cool thing. Before we finish off, we're going to talk about Columbia. Unfortunately, Columbia was another wreck. So we know that there was a piece of foam that hit the wing upon launch. And on February 1st, 2003, people all over Texas saw a streak of fire erupting out of the sky. And they saw it and they were like, oh, there's the space shuttle. Then they saw it breaking apart midair. That was very, very tough on the space program. They really lost a lot of money and things. After that, they were shut down for a while. It's also another disaster that makes me really sad, and I like to remember those people that put their lives at risk to fly and for the greater good of science. Thank you for joining me today, and the next time we meet, I will be discussing the launch of Starship SN15 and the outcome of that launch. No information just yet, but I will see you all later. Goodbye.